What's up, you guys? How are thou? You all ready? It's your girl, Cocaine Kisses. I'm in the building. Aye, and you're in the building, so we're here, right? So, yeah, let's just jump right into this, shall we? We shall.
Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. 7-5, building up.
You're just jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
Funky rhyme with a funky funky style. I got a funky rhyme with a funky funky style. Got out of my bed about 8, and then I called Greg Nice, cause it wasn't too late to get some skins and come around the block, cause man, my tip is harder than a rock. He said bet, so I let Greg Nice call this girl named Anna Zett. Anna Zett, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this set? He says, smooth beat, don't you fret. Mike Swift is on his way, yo, quiet as kept. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Nice, is that girl all that? He said, smooth beat, the skins is fat. I don't beg, cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia. 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 Zirconia.
Nice and smooth and funky, also hip hop junkies. All we wanna do.
Nice to be missed, nice to be loved. I love you. Okay, you guys. So yeah, I'm here, and it's been like a lot going on. I know it's probably a lot going on with you, because it definitely has been a lot going on with me. Yeah, but I said, you know what? I cannot not talk to my listeners, because I can't just go too long without, you know, vibing with you guys. So, and apologies on when I do go, like, you know, MIA for a little second. Shit be going on, man. Like, you wouldn't believe. Actually, I came back sooner than I planned. Because I wanted to discuss some things. I wanted to, and it's crazy because I actually said, I think on the last segment, I wanted to kind of stay away from, you know, entertainment for a minute. And it's just like, I just can't. I just keep getting pulled. Keeps calling me like Pookie and shit. It keeps calling me. So, yeah, some things in the media I care to share. moving forward. Before I even go any further, right? Like, wait a minute, Co. So, crazy shout out to some of my latest listeners across the world. Shout out to Belgium for fucking with your girl. And Egypt's in the building. Egypt started listening last week. My niggas, that's what's up. I wouldn't give a fuck if it's one person. Thank you for listening to your girl. I appreciate you and I love you. But no, seriously, like, I always get super hype and very excited when I see different states or different countries. I think I'm at like, no bullshit, 51 countries, including the United States. So, yeah. Apparently, people like listening to me. So, shout out to you niggas and bitches. Y'all family. What's up? So I know a lot of things has been going on in the world news too, to all my like world news followers and, you know, listeners who are like really into politics and things that are affecting the world presently. I got y'all. So it's a lot of shit that I have not discussed. Obviously what's going on in Afghanistan, the latest. I did touch basis on some updates regarding COVID-19 and the Delta variant situation. But yeah, you know me. I'll get to it. I got you. For those who enjoy those type of segments, I got you. let me light this blunt. I went to the office today, guys. Yeah, today was my office day. Most of my listeners know already. I was out on leave prior to when, you know, COVID-19 really took effect in the world. And, literally forced companies and organizations to have to go remote versus coming to the actual building. So prior to that actually being something the public defender's office I worked for did, I was already home on leave. So I hadn't literally been in the office in like close to like, wait, 16 or 20 months, 16 to 18, some crazy number, right? So, the way my job works is they are not allowing, you know, everybody to just return back to work. So each day, and I'm pretty certain most companies that have like office settings are probably, implementing the same, if not a similar tactic when it comes to, having people physically in the office, depending on what you do. for a living in the office if you have an office job. But the way my job did it is they have like a what we call a skeleton crew, and so there's a certain amount of people each day that will be in the office. So like, for example, they'll have like one administrator, right? And then they'll have two paras, a para one, a para two, and then they'll have a supervisor, and then they'll have like a warrant calendar attorney, and other people in the office, like for other units, like social worker, one social worker physically there, an immigration attorney physically there. So that's how my job does it. So this was actually the first time I had to go into the office. Last time I went to the office, I just ended up coming back home because there was like some type of glitch with the access card, and it just wasn't necessary for me to be there. So I went back home and did work remotely. But I went in today and it was like, wow. I'm just glad all my shit was, you know, as I left it. I know people was digging in my papers. I was going too long, and not a lot of people like me at work. Just keeping it a buck. You know, I keep it all the way truthful. So I know the haters was all through my shit. And I hope they found what they was fucking looking for. But yeah, whatever. But yeah, I mean, prior to COVID, I was that bitch that kept the lights on right by my fucking computer, because the way my little cubicle is set up, I literally don't have anybody in front of me and anybody behind me. It's like me by myself, as I like it. So opposed to the way the rest of the structured cubicles are in my office, they're like one in front of each other, like one behind, you get what I'm saying, like a row and shit, like I'm by myself. So I'm actually always happy that I'm secluded, and you know, especially during COVID, it's the best way to be. So sprayed all my shit down. I was a little upset though, y'all, because I noticed somebody had sat at my desk, and you could tell because when I turned on my computer, their name popped up. Like, wait a minute, what the fuck? So you know, I wasn't all right with that. I had to address that. No, seriously, because we don't need to be having people sitting in your cubicles. You know, you gotta have a good reason and let me know, like, what was that person doing there? And again, give me a heads up that somebody was there. Like, I shouldn't be walking into surprises. Fuck. So I, you know, cleaned everything down and Lysoled and Clorox and wipes and that, and I started my day, and it was like, it definitely is a lot, it always is a lot different being in the actual office versus being home. I like to work, so either way, it really, you know, I don't complain. It is what it is, unless you give me something that's worth me complaining about. Okay? You do your job, then, and I'm doing my job, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm doing mine, then, yeah, we should all get along, hopefully, well. Yeah, but, yeah, so that was that. And yeah, I had a pretty good day, you guys. So I'm really glad about that. My office day was, it was decent despite the hiccups, but it was decent. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, I guess, you know, I say it like that because, you know, what I do for a living, and my coworkers, what they do for a living is definitely putting them at a huge risk. Just as much as anybody's taking a risk, right? When they have to go to work and interact with the public. So, you know, there's been a lot of concerns about, you know, certain court parts being opened here in New York City. I work in the Bronx, so I'm referring to the Bronx County Courts. And, you know, the concern about whether, you know, we're safe health-wise, you know. But, you know, I'm not going to bore you with all of that. So, yeah, one of the reasons I came back, you guys, outside of the fact that I fucking love talking to you, is Donda. Donda. So, Donda finally got released on Sunday. And I knew immediately when I heard the first four tracks that Kanye was going to get a lot of mixed opinions about this album. And I say that because I know a lot of people who are Kanye Yeezy fans from, you know, way back when. They probably had a different expectation for this album, and definitely considering the fact that it took so long to, you know, drop. There was so much, is excitement the right word? It was a lot going on with the presentation of this album to come, you know. Niggas is sleeping in the stadium, and it was just a lot. Listening parties and the menus being the prices they were. It was just a lot of focus on this album. So when it kept getting, like, I don't know if being pushed back is the right word, but it definitely didn't come out the day it was supposed to. And then another day comes, and yeah. So when you have all of that anticipation, I'm presuming fans and critics are waiting for an album that they expect to wow them, right? And so, again, like I said, when I heard the album, I immediately knew that it was not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I think the energy and the shift in him as a lyricist probably surprised a lot of people. Like, okay, where are we going with this? And I even seen on my social media, Facebook, you know, people saying, you know, the lyrics were weird. It were moments where they were not really grasping the point, I guess, of the song, or they wasn't grasping the understanding of what is this about, right? So me. So again, you know, I love music. So I dedicated some time. And it definitely was a dedication of time having to give to listening to this album, because it's 27 tracks. Okay. And, you know, I wasn't going to skip nothing. Oh, that would just have been real fucked up. So again, I'm like, all right, I honestly didn't have any expectations. I'm cold. I've learned lessons about expectations a while back. So what I went into the album hoping to gain is his truth, right? Because that's all you can really want people to give you, right? Whether they actually do that is a different story, but, you know. So I came into this album wanting to hear what he needed to say, what you need to say. So the first thing I heard, first number one track, was a Donda chant, which, I'm gonna be honest with you, threw me all the way the fuck off. Now, I'm very familiar with chants. However, again, this was very unexpected to just expose a person to in that manner. It was, yeah. So I actually, honestly, I skipped straight to jail. I didn't, yeah, after I noticed, like, for 60 seconds, if it was that long, like, it was too long to, I picked up quick what's going on. Let me, no disrespect to you, Kanye, but I couldn't sit there and listen to that chant. No, I'm not doing that. So, you know, big Hov fan in the building. You already should know. If you listening to me and you don't know how big of a Hov fan I am, I don't know. You better go listen to these old throwback segments. I speak about it as often as I can. Shout out to you, Hov. So my favorite, one of my favorite, but definitely probably the favorite, is Jail. The whole, it opens me up to be open-minded to what else is to come. And I think that was very smart of him, evidently, obviously, excuse me, putting Hov right there as the number two song to play. I think it will resonate with a lot of people. I thought at first, like immediately at first, I was like, okay, but I gave it quickly, I got it. Okay, so I ran with it. I love it, right? And as you go on and the album, God Breathed, I know, kind of threw people for a loop. I know it did. Off the Grid is fire to me. Okay, I like a lot as well. I think ultimately, and you had celebrities who actually spoke freely about either their opinion about the album or their frustrations of their song that they assumed was supposed to be on that album wasn't. I think Soulja Boy recently made some statements towards Kanye and the album. He obviously is not really too keen on Donda right now. But collectively, it's very mixed opinions. I'm wondering, you guys, you know, you can always call a girl, give me some feedback. Y'all know how to do all that. What do you think? I mean, because it's controversial and it shouldn't have to be, but it is, right? It definitely is, because you're speaking about God. He's speaking about, you know, spirituality, and he's speaking his truth as it relates to him and his relationship with God and where he's presently at in his life and that, you know, relationship one has with God if they have it. And so, I think for many people who did or not used to seeing that side of him or don't know him, like, and I'm talking about celebrities, I'm presuming, is why the reaction kind of is what it is from them. It's like, you know, because I can only imagine, because it's a different switch up as a fan. Like, yes, for a while he has been, you know, doing his testimonies and being very vocal about him being born again and, you know, his connection with God and this church and that, even appearances, you guys, with Joel Osteen. So, yeah, safe to say for a while we've pretty much seen the transition with Kanye. I think some people just, you know, when it's something that changes drastically, I guess, in nature to what that person normally would do or used to do, it has people skeptical of whether or not this is real, or if it's not that, they totally start thinking the person has had some type of breakdown or midlife crisis or, you know, whatevs. Which is what a lot of people initially thought with Kanye, like, this nigga bugging. But, you know, Kanye is Kanye. I guess I don't know him personally. I only know his music because I'm a fan of good music. I love music. So I have to say it is a complete 360 change up, switch up. He is, if you ask me, you know, I'm a light worker. It sounds like to me he don't give a fuck about what y'all say or criticize him. He's trying to get right with God. So, you know, how do you throw dirt on a nigga for that? If you don't understand it, then you don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? You just don't understand it. Hopefully you'll try to understand it, but if you don't, you don't. He's at a point in his life where what matters the most to him is his makeup. I respect that. I know it's, you know, I've seen the comments, the feedback from radio stations, you know, people calling in and they giving their opinions to the album, and it really is a mixed crowd. It really is. It really is. I think in some aspect, it will probably, like, how you feel about the album looks like it boils down to who you are as an individual, too. It almost feels like, well, if you don't like the album, you don't like God. You know what I mean? Like, so it's very gray area with how, if people are going to be truthful on how they critique this album. You guys, let me know what you think. Did you hear it yet? See, I'm so leery, you know, to play a little snippet of anything that's like present, because I don't need that type of energy. Like, Kanye, please, no. Why would you? You know what I'm saying? But some people, you never know. Fuck around and try. You play my music and you didn't get my permission. Like, wow, nigga, I'm a fan. What the fuck? Like, nobody got Rolls Royces off of this shit. Like, what the hell? But you know, I don't know. And it's not like it's, I don't know. Maybe I should just play Hov's part. I know Hov wouldn't be upset at me. I feel like he wouldn't. I don't know about Kanye. Word, nigga. You know what, you guys? I ain't going even play. If I got to do all that, nah. Y'all, I highly recommend, though, that you check the album out and see for yourself what exactly you feel from it. I do recommend, though, Jail is Fire. I will say that. So, yeah. Moving forward, though. So I know so much has happened. It's like I can't touch on everything because so much has happened since the last time we spoke. Like, they allow Sha'Carri to run in the Olympics, and she came in 7th place, and that went crazy on the internet and got a lot of, you know, weird remarks from people when that happened. And then it was like some slight shade, if you will, from Sha'Carri to one of the runners. I'm not sure what her name is exactly. No, out of respect, I'm gonna find out her name. Allison Felix. Yes, that's the young lady's name. Yeah, apparently, you know, there was some little slight shading going on with that, with Sha'Carri towards her, and which was, you know, unclassy type. We don't do that. We're people of people. People, you know. I don't know. I think, like, the content of what was actually said when Allison was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, and she actually kind of like offered words of support. She was asked about Sha'Carri, honestly, and her response was, you know, quote, "I know that she's obviously been through so much, and I hope that she's just supported. I hope people rally around her. Obviously, she has a great personality, and she's brought a lot of attention to the sport, and I think she'll be in the sport for a very long time." End quote. She also added that she thinks that for all athletes, they need to know that there's so much that goes into being an athlete. She ended it with saying, just give her the support that she needs. Now, if you ask me, that kind of sounds like genuine, like, you know, like, okay. But many people took Sha'Carri's response on Instagram as shade because she stated in her story, encouraging words on TV shows are just as real as, well, nothing at all. And then a second post read, be a good person, but don't waste time proving it. So, I'm not sure if that was, if Sha'Carri's intentions were to write something directly pertaining to what Allison said. It does seem like it is, right? But until she admits that, then we're all just like presuming, right? Because I ain't assuming shit. If it's safe to presume that that statement was in relevance to what Allison said, I think it was very out of order. What was the point? And I don't, you know, maybe, and again, maybe they got some, you never know, maybe them bitches don't like each other on the low, and, you know, it could be one of them situations where, you know, a bitch don't really fuck with you, and you know she don't fuck with you, but when she's asked about you, she try to play like she the bigger person type bitch, like, let me say this shit, I don't know, maybe it's that kind of energy. That would be the only reason why I would see a comment be made that Sha'Carri made the way she made it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, because from what Allison said, it seemed very caring, sportsmanship type, supportive. Like, I didn't even see no subs in it. You understand? I'm the queen of sub. I know a sub, nigga. I really felt like that was said because that's how she felt. So unless you and this young lady is beefing, or that's a facade, could be the only reason why I see her saying encouraging words on TV shows is just as real as, well, nothing at all. So I don't know. Maybe it's more to the situation. It's always more to the situation, ain't it though? Always. That's weird though. Black women, we shouldn't even be doing all of that, though. You know what I'm saying? We need to be uplifting each other. We're all winners here. Y'all was there. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know. A lot of people did criticize her for that. And like I said, this is, you know, a couple of weeks ago or some shit like that, but you know, I've been MIA, so yeah, I'm talking about it now. A lot of people did give their opinions on, you know, Sha'Carri's response. They thought it was very disrespectful and shady, and it doesn't set a good example for upcoming athletes. It doesn't. I hope this type of situation is a lesson that Sha'Carri learns from. Time will tell, though, right? But I mean, people was taking this shit real serious in their comments. They was coming for Sha'Carri. No, they really was, though. You know, you saw it. Just because I'm speaking about it now don't mean you don't know already what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah. Moving forward, though. Shout out to Hov. He actually just celebrated his 18th year of his club's anniversary. Dope, right? Yeah, totally did. He had a couple of well, more than a couple. He had some very A celebrity people attend the celebration. B-War, I believe, well, the picture they had, I'm not even sure if that was what she wore, but this picture is fucking flawless. My goodness. Absolutely. If this is what she wore, man, listen, they got a picture of her in like a green emerald dress with a wine colored like fur wrap around her. She looked very elegant. I don't know. I don't think that's it. I think this is from a different... Yeah, I don't think this picture is from what she wore that night. Because they said she had a black sleeveless mini dress on. I hate when they do that, y'all. Yes, I am looking online while I'm talking to y'all. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see what she had on. But anyway, yeah, so shout out to... You know, listen, it's B, so we should not be surprised by anything that she does, and it's golden. So yeah, let's see who was there. I know Remy was there. Remy looked awesome. Shout out to the Bronx. Megan Thee Stallion was there. She looked great. Who else was in the building? Swiss Beats was in the building. It was a Meek Mills was in the building. Must be nice. But yeah, no, shout out to Hov though for, you know, having the club. I didn't even realize, honestly, you guys, it's been that long. Like, oh shit, 2003, that's when, you know, my daughter was born, Heavenly. Like, 18, yeah. And they, he just reopened, actually, his doors. So, yeah. Might have to go down there, y'all. Yeah, see what's popping. Grown is sexy, grown is sexy type shit. So Fabulous was also there with Emily. DJ Clue, Benny the Butcher. Pusha T, Bus, Lil Uzi, of course, was there. Bobby Shmurda. Sean. Yeah. Had to be there. Type shit. Oh, DJ Clark Kent was there. Dave East. Mano. Woo. Had to be there. So, shout out to you again, Ho. Nigga, I don't know. Man, that man there. Round of applause for that nigga there. I'm telling you, don't tell me he's not the godfather of rap. Like, yeah, I see what's going on with Kells. You know, this shit just... And the last time I spoke about what was going on with Kells, I was telling you about, I think, the young guy who has come forward in describing, you know, sexual misconduct with himself and R. Kelly, and this thing has just got really, really, really nasty. Like, I mean, so nasty. So nasty, I don't even want to talk about it, because you heard about it. It's just, you know, what a way for your legacy, and I've said this before, to just be destroyed. And when you have to say to yourself you have hands-on involvement in why things are what they are right now in your life, is wow, man. I'm praying for Kells, man, because this situation keeps getting more and more nastier, and these are not recent. This is years. So, you know, for us regular folk and shit who are just now being, you know, aware or becoming aware of the totality of what this man's life has been, please understand, I'm quite certain people in the industry that were close to him or knew him, they just, you know what I'm saying? This is old news to these niggas. Like, y'all just now, yeah. Like, I'm pretty certain this shit, that's why most celebrities aren't really saying anything on it. Because to them, it's like, you know, it's new to y'all, it's old to us. Like, we already know. They probably know shit that we won't ever know. Well, that ain't even gonna come out type of shit. You understand? But I just feel very saddened by the mere fact that this man's choices and decisions he made in his life ultimately brought him where he is right now. And I ain't nobody judge, so I ain't gonna be, you ain't gonna hear Cole say, that's good for that nigga, and, but that's what, nah, I ain't on that energy. What I'll say is, this is something else. This is what that is. Like, this is something else. This, you know. I keep telling people, you know, nothing we do is without consequence. You know what I'm saying? And the longer you avoid consequence, I'm gonna just be honest, the longer consequence is withheld, when it comes, there's that tower. It's the tower in tarot. That shit is dismantling foundations. Shit is going to crumble. Again, it's a cause and effect, and it is tied heavily to the things and choices we make in life and decisions we make and the paths we walk down. Simple as that. None of us is perfect, but, you know, there are lessons to be learned in this life we living, and a lot of people are just dismissing the lessons and having repeated karmic cycles that are just spinning and spinning till it literally spins out of control. And this is what some of the results of a karmic cycle gone crazy ends up as. Like, sadly, because this man made amazing music. Like, outside of this eye-opener of information we're, you know, being given about Robert, if you didn't know that, you know, you wouldn't deny that this man has made amazing music. And now it's just so sad that no one will look at it. Most people will not look at it like that anymore. When you hear his name, R. Kelly, you're going to associate him with all of this. And if you do associate his music, you're gonna probably start to feel uncomfortable about some of the songs now that you might feel resonates with some of the things he was accused of doing. Like, wow, my nigga, wow, it's a lot. But again, I'm praying for him, because we all need motherfucking prayer. You heard? We all need prayer. That's some shit, though. I tell you, boy. yeah. So of course, I'm gonna wrap this up. I totally need to get back on my shit. I know the anthems, countries. I know it's like I'm long overdue. I think I got like, oh, like 10 countries shout outs with their national anthems. I'm gonna get to it. So much shit is going on. You know, guys know I'm in this school too. So yeah, just trying to organize my time better. As we approach fall, I'm excited for fall. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know, for some reason, you guys, I am honestly excited for some type of unknown possibilities. I don't know what the fuck that's about, but hey, that's what I'm leaning on. I don't know, I just feel more optimistic about some things. Yeah, truthfully. And no, nobody sent me no heads up about nothing. I just, my energy just feels like optimistic. I don't know. Looking forward to the fall. I was told some good shit's coming my way too. So, you know, it's always great to hear that. And collectives, my listeners, some good shit is coming your way too. Yeah. Because I send always love, peace, light, and blessings y'all way. So with that being said, let me let y'all do what y'all do. Get back to whatever it is you was doing before you started listening to your girl. I'm all at you. I try not to let it be another 2 weeks. Really, I'll really work on that. Yeah. Later, you guys.